Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you've come and you've met us in this beautiful world and in beautiful creation. And in you've drawn us, you've called us out of darkness into your light and into seeing goodness, seeing mercy, seeing healing, finding peace. And we thank you. We thank you for the boundary lines that have fallen for us in pleasant places, because we are raised and seated with you. And in you, we have life and life in abundance. Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful disciples that experienced you and then brought that beautiful truth and love and freedom over into the world. And it's come right down to us. And I thank you, Lord, as disciples, we are now just taking this further and bringing the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom, your goodness that you've given to us, to everyone else, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that in you we live and move and have our being and find true life in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 13 from verse 10 to 17. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" And he replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have in abundance. Whoever doesn't have, even what they have will be taken from them." Verse 16, "But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly, I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but didn't see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it."
Hallelujah. You know, with what we just see in these scriptures here is that Jesus, he had abundant life. He left the abundant, beautiful, perfect life of heaven to come here to call disciples out, to call people out to know him, to walk with him. And as they listened to him, followed him, they experienced life and life in abundance. And that was the greatest thing that he accomplished. Later, dying not just for them, but for everyone. And then later, ruling and reigning not just for them, but for everyone. So when we understand this is the whole heart and purpose of God, is to call us out to follow him, to stay with him and develop on schedule into the secrets of the kingdom of heaven that's made available in fellowship, in obedience and in dedication. And this is exactly what Jesus done. He came, he lived the life with them, and they walked in his footsteps. And then he died, and so for a short time he was not with them, but then he didn't leave them as orphans. He came, and he stayed with them for 40 days. And then when he left, he said, "Go out, make disciples, baptizing, bringing them into the understanding, the goodness of what's available in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And then what is that? Teaching others what he taught them. So you can only but stay in the boundaries of him as you've been called out, following, listening, obedience. When you see, you can let other people see. When you are a disciple, you can let other people be disciples. And this is the foundation that he laid. And it's so beautiful, these disciples, Peter, John, James, and all of the rest of them, are in the kingdom, in the fullness, lacking nothing. And so it's so important, guys, that we take hold of their letters, take hold of what they saw, because that's what's available to us when we looking to the Lord, following the Lord, being obedient to the Lord, because in him we live and move and have our being. And 1 Peter points out the beauty that we have got everything pertaining to life. We got the same quality of faith has now been made available, and we can partake of the divine nature and the divine promises, and see, just like them, see what the prophets of old longed to see, but they couldn't see because it was not for them, but for us, because the sufferings of Christ hadn't come yet. But the sufferings of Christ have come, and now because of that, we have the consequent glory. And that glory, that splendor, that is life and life in abundance. That's the answers to the problem. Light for the darkness, the blessings for the curses. And this is why, guys, we got to stay in communion, stay in fellowship, stay in tune, stay enlightened, thinking light, speaking light, living in the light as he's in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.